This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 50, for the week of January 20th, 2020. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools, I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Jason Keyes. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make LPS the amazing place that it is. There's no school today for students as we record this, but Brian, there's no stopping the LPS podcast. Today, we'll listen to the latest episode of Superintendent Spotlight, in which Steve Joel shares some important information about the upcoming bond election on February 11th. But first, let's see what's been making news on LPS.org. First, the lead story on our homepage highlights the incredible work done by 7th graders at Irving Middle School for their service learning project last semester. They collected nearly 650 cleaning items, more than 6,400 diapers, and more than $500 for the Friendship Home, a local shelter for victims of domestic violence and their children. Way to go, Aardvarks.
Way to go. Good job.
There's also a story about LPS students competing at the annual We the People competition, which promotes civic responsibility and knowledge about the history and principles of U.S. constitutional democracy. East High won for the 13th time in 15 years. Wow. If you're interested in learning more about We the People, mark your calendars. It's the topic for the next LPS Learning Lunch on February 18th. And I should mention that most stories on our website are not only stories with words, but with video and lots of photos. Be sure to check our website often because there's usually something new.
Thanks, Jason. Here's what's going on this week at Lincoln Public Schools. Saturday the 18th at 8 a.m., there's the Spartan Debate Invitational over at East High. And at 10 a.m., Lincoln High Swimming and Diving is having an invitational at Lincoln High. And then Monday the 20th, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Schools are, of course, not in session, but there is the Martin Luther King Jr. March and Rally down at the university. The rally begins at 9 a.m. in the UNL Union Ballroom. At the march is then from UNL to the Capitol, and that'll happen around 11:30. Essentially, when the program is done, they'll head out and head down to the Capitol, and you can find out all the details at mlkweek.unl.edu. Tuesday the 21st at 5:30 p.m., we have two swimming and diving contests. East High is at Lincoln High, and Southeast is at Northeast. Again, both of those are at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., wrestling is Southeast at Southwest. Thursday the 23rd at 5 p.m., we have wrestling Northeast at Northeast and East High, both at Lincoln High. 5:30 p.m., swimming and diving, we have Northeast at North Star. 6 p.m., we have a bond informational session. So this is where you can come, learn about the upcoming bond issue that we'll be voting on, ask questions, get everything you want answered. And that's going on at Northeast, again, at 6 p.m. on Thursday. 7:30 p.m., boys basketball, we have Northeast at Southwest. And then finally, Friday, next week, the 24th, East High is participating in the UNL Winter Winds Festival. At 5:45 p.m., we have a girls' basketball contest, East High at North Star. And then 7:30 p.m., boys' basketball, also East High at North Star. And then girls' basketball, Northeast at Southwest at 7:30 p.m. And that's what's going on next week at Lincoln Public Schools. You can get links to all of these academic, activity, and athletic calendars at lps.org/podcast.
Now it's time for the latest episode of Superintendent Spotlight featuring Steve Joel. He offers plenty of useful information about the upcoming bond election on February 11th.
Hello, I'm Mindy Burback, Director of Communications for Lincoln Public Schools. Welcome to Superintendent Spotlight. It's an opportunity we get every 2 weeks to sit down with Dr. Steve Joel and talk about what's going on in our school district. Welcome, Dr. Joel.
Morning, Mindy.
So in December, the Board of Education passed a resolution to go for a bond issue asking the public to support $290 million in February. Our staff, along with the board, have been working hard to make sure our community understands what's all involved in that bond request and that they have all the information they need. We are holding several community forums, including tonight at 6 o'clock at Southeast High School and for the rest of the month. But we're also meeting with many different groups in the community as well to make sure that we're getting information out there. Dr. Joel, what are some of the needs this bond issue will address in our school district?
Well, first, I'd have to say, you know, the Superintendent's Facility Advisory Council made a recommendation to us. It was about $461 million worth of needs. And the Board of Education over 3 months just did a tremendous job of whittling that down. So how can we get the best bang for our buck? What are our highest priorities? And so the bond issue that's slated to be voted on February 11th is $290 million. It comes with an existing tax levy. We're able to do that because we're rotating off some debt. But I think the centerpieces of this bond are two high schools, one north, one south, built for 1,000 students. It'll have the core for 2,000, meaning that all of the equipment that or the large spaces that come in a 2,000-student high school, think gyms, auditoriums, those kinds of things, will be included. But the classroom space will be limited to 1,000. That's how we're able to bring that project in under a reasonable price. So one north, northwest 48th and Holdridge, and then one south, 70th and Saltillo. And if we're successful on February 11th with community affirmation, then that first one will open up north in 2022. So it's a pretty tight time schedule. The other piece is an elementary school that if anybody drives on North 84th Street and goes up to Holdridge or Vine and cuts east, you know that we have an awful lot of families that don't have a school. They have to cross 84th Street to go to Meadow Lane and a couple of other options. So they'll be getting a 4-unit elementary. We have to add on to Wysong. You know, we knew we would when we opened up Wysong. There weren't any houses around it. Now it's filled with houses. So that's going to go from a 4-unit to a 6-unit. We're going to add space, educational space at Scott. We're going to retrofit some of our existing high school space for improvements for focus programs. I want everybody to stay tuned. We're going to have some pretty cool announcements, I think, later on in the spring about some new ways to look at focus programs. And then taking care of existing infrastructure. So, you know, one of the things that we take great pride in, as you know, and I think most in Lincoln know, is that we maintain our facilities in accordance to our 10-year plan. So we don't have a building that's old and run down and in bad need of repair. We take care of that which we own. And we think that we know that that's a, you know, a Lincoln requirement. People in Lincoln expect that to occur. So, you know, I think that's, you know, two indoor air quality projects, big ones, and these are big ticket items. Park Middle School, which is a fairly large facility, gets a complete gutting, as does Everett Elementary. So, you know, the $290 million, well, I know some people would say, well, that sounds like a lot of money, and right. It certainly is a lot of money. I will tell you that, you know, there's about another $170 million there that the board had to pull away from the project. You know, one example is opening up two new high schools. We need new athletic facilities. So the $25 million price tag was the, you know, the first estimate. And the board said, well, we can put 13 into the bond. We're going to try to raise 12 privately if we can. But, you know, we'll be able to put up core athletic facilities. So North gets football and track, and South gets soccer and tennis. So, you know, I just think we've done a lot of negotiating to try to bring something in that's reasonable. And the board said from day one, you know, we want to do as much as we can because we have the needs, but we want it to be within the existing tax levy. So, you know, people's valuation remains the same. They don't have a tax increase. If the valuation goes down, of course, it stands to reason they have a little decrease. And if their valuation goes up, then, you know, certainly on a flat levy, that represents an increase too. But feel like it's a really good plan.
And these are all things that were identified in that 10-year facility, yep, in the infrastructure plan that we just updated. During your presentations, what are some of the common questions you're hearing from the community?
Well, one of the questions we're getting is on, so will you say flat levy or no increase in taxes? Well, what happens to my house? What does that mean to me? So we've walked through that. People are struggling with how do you get $290 million that you can do without raising taxes? So we show them, you know, how we've taken good care of refinancing debt, took advantage of collapsing interest rates in the last couple of years. Liz Standish and her team have just been fantastic. And, you know, we're paying off debt, so as we go. So really, at the end of the day, the board was presented with, well, there's enough there for 290 under existing tax levy. And so that was a number we started working with, and we just said, let's go get our priorities. I think the other one we're getting is about, you know, what is the future of curriculum delivery? And you know, of course, we've been talking a lot about career tech ed and STEM. You know, we're well aware, I think we said on this show a couple of different times, that most of the jobs in the next couple of decades are going to be STEM-oriented. You know, so we're trying to retrofit some of our learning spaces to reflect you know, what that entails. But, you know, people that are coming to the meetings are coming to learn, you know, and you and your team have done such a tremendous job on the website, you know, in terms of a lot of kudos, including this morning, from people that say, you know, every question that I get asked or I have in my mind, I go to the website and we've got an FAQ for it.
And that's the great thing. I think this is something we've done in the past as a school district, but if anybody in the community has a question, they can go onto our website, they can click on the Bond 2020, they can submit their question directly to us through the website, and our staff works to get that response up on our website. So there's some frequently asked questions already listed on that website, but anybody in our community who has a question can go and submit a question and we'll answer it for them.
And, you know, again, I think we've attempted to be as transparent as we can about this, and, you know, it's never easy to go to the public and ask for support, but, you know, as you know, when you grow like we've grown, and, you know, the high school students have been in our system for 4 or 5 years, so we've been overcrowded now for quite a while, and even with these two new high schools coming in at 1,000 in 5 years, we're going to be right up against capacity again. So a great problem to have is Lincoln's growing. We're a vibrant, progressive community, as most know, and we need infrastructure to be able to have seats for these students.
So this is the second time that we're doing a mail-in election, and we don't select that. The Electioner Commission selects how the election is going to be held, and this time he selected a mail-in ballot. What do people need to know about returning that ballot when they go out next week?
Well, ballots are going out Monday next week. I think it's January 20th. And they have to be in the hands of the Election Commissioner by 5 p.m. on the 11th of February, which means, doesn't mean postmark, it means in their possession. So mailing it back, it's very, very simple. There'll be an envelope in there, and it's a one-question ballot. You know, are you for or are you against? And you check it or cross it, and then either be mailed, but you have to give yourself 3 or 4 days mail because our mail now goes to Omaha first,
right,
and then it comes back to Lincoln. Or you drop it off at the county, right outside the county election commissioner's office. There's a drop box. So, you know, we just urge everybody to be informed and to make sure that you take care of that in a timely way.
And make sure they know that it needs to be received in hand by 5 p.m. on the 11th,
right,
not mailed or postmarked on
yep.
the 11th. That's the key. Well, now is my favorite part of the show. We have a student question. This is from a fifth grade student at Belmont.
Hi, my name is Emilion, and I'm a fifth grade scholar at Belmont. My question is, what do you believe makes you successful?
Well, first, let me tell you, young man, you guys are doing a great job at Belmont Elementary School. Every time I go there, I see a school that is just so focused on the most important things, which is teaching and learning and building relationships. So thank you for being a part of that. Steps that make me, or things that help me be successful. You know, I spoke to a group yesterday, and it really is what my father taught me a long, long time ago. And work hard, treat people with kindness. I think if we do that, if I do that, I've always had good things happen to me. And I am a firm believer, and I say it all the time, that we will have opportunities as individuals if we keep those two things in mind. But when people take shortcuts or they begin to become more arrogant and, you know, they're not relationship oriented, they have a tendency to not realize the potential that they have. So I try to live my life by those two things. You know, that doesn't mean that I don't have days where, you know, I'm a little grouchier than normal, or, you know, things are a little intense. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about working hard and, you know, making sure that, you know, we stay focused on the things that are important.
Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you next time.
And, of course, you can find out even more about the bond issue in the upcoming election at lps.org simply by typing in keyword bond.
If there's anything you've heard today that you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything along with links to our full calendars on our podcast page at lps.org/podcast. And if you'd like to subscribe and get notified every week when we push up a new episode, you can also find links to all of these at lps.org/podcast. And that is all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us right here at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.